5, 4, 3. Deep breath. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the 100th episode of the Coffee with Rhonda show. I am super excited to be here. Look at Roz holding her breath. You can exhale now, darling. You can exhale now. So we are, so one of the reasons we're so excited is we've got our dear friend joining us. Bernadette was one of our early hosts, very early in the show. I even have a little clip with Bernadette in it. So we're going to show that today also. So you know what? So let's just start off by telling this story really quickly. 4 years ago now, I put out a call on Facebook and I said, hey, let's get together and just, you know, get together and talk. And we're going to have about 5 or 6 shows. And, you know, I'm not going to wait for anybody to invite me on their show. I'm going to create my own. So we'll do about 5 or 6 episodes, just bringing people around like we're having coffee, having a conversation about some things we don't always talk about. Oh, and we'll call it Coffee with Rhonda, right? So I put out that call and these amazing ladies responded and answered the call, which was just lovely. Honestly, I didn't even really know them at the time. It's just like, oh, okay, cool. We're going to get on and talk. And so after 5 or 6 episodes, I said, all right, that's it. We're all done. We said we're going to do 5 or 6. And I remember Roz and Marae saying to me, what? Why would you stop this? Well, we can't stop this. This is great. This is fun. We're going to keep going. And fast forward 4 years, and here we are 4 years later, like sisters, and we are at our 100th episode. So I'm super excited to be here, and I want to give Bernadette and Roz and Marae all a chance to say hello to everybody. Then we're going to play our little intro song, which we've got a special intro for you today. And then we'll dive into our show. So first, Marae, I see you're unmuted. Let's just get you to say good morning to everyone.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Number 100. Can you imagine? I didn't even know those ladies before. I mean, it's like, what do I do here? Just went in and here we were, you know, after 4 years. Can you imagine 4 years together? And like you said, it's now a sisterhood and we can't live without each other now. Yeah. You know, I don't know how we're going to do during the break, but, you know, it's been amazing. And we keep going. We're not stopping. We're not going back and we're not stopping. So welcome, everyone. And awesome. I hope you're going to enjoy this season finale and 100 episode. That's just amazing.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Marae. It's so great. Like she said, we didn't even know each other. Roz, what do you have to say about this 100th episode?
Oh my God, Bernadette's here. Oh my That's all I have to say. Bernadette is here. I'm so excited. Hey, everybody. I'm done speaking.
I can't. I'll give the floor to you.
I can't with you. Listen, I am so excited to be here. I'm so excited to be here because, you know, it has been 4 years. That's hard to believe. But Rhonda, you and I actually, we do have a little bit of history. Yeah. Prior to the first show airing, yes. We met back in 2016 through another organization. Mm-hmm. But I'm so proud of you because you kept going, and congratulations on your 100th anniversary. And actually, I'm proud of each and every lady here on the platform, on the broadcast today, because I've been watching Roz, I've been watching Marielle. Marielle is crushing it out there, right? She's crushed it out there in her industry, and I'm so proud of her because she's trailblazing and she's setting the tone for women of color and for a future generation, for other women to be able to see that they could make it in a predominantly male market and that they can crush, you know, that they can crush it. And she's doing it. And Roz is out there doing great things. I'm watching Roz evolve as well, and you as well. And then, you know, and then there's me, you know.
Yes.
right? Mm-hmm. And then there's me and the work that I'm doing with women and empowerment and things like that. So I'm really happy to be back on the broadcast. I'm so proud of every woman here on the platform. And so let's go. Let's get this show. Let's get it on.
Let's do the darn thing. I see comments coming in. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Hello out there. I'm going to read all of your comments because you guys have powered this show. We love hearing from you. So we're going to get to all of your comments after we do our opening, or take a listen to this, our special 100th season opener.
The most tremendous new musical experience.
Amazing. So first, right off the bat, I've got to give mad crazy love to my mom, my sister, who are like my number one fans and cheerleaders. So I love and appreciate you too. And my amazing partner and brand manager, Christopher Andrade, who really has brought us into out of the Stone Ages and into the digital today's age, that whole look, feel of the Coffee with Rhonda show. It's all Christopher's magic. So I love it. Christopher, look how far you've brought us. So this was the original Coffee with Rhonda logo. Right? And this is today's Coffee with Rhonda show
logo. Yes, yes. That's what I'm talking about.
So we have evolved over some time and it's just amazing. So one of the things I want to do first, I want to say hello to everybody out there. So mom is out there. Good morning and congratulations on your 100th episode. So excited about watching today's show with an ice cold mango lemonade slush. Mom never fails to disappoint with what she has in her cup. I never know what's going to be in mom's cup. Oh yeah, we didn't talk about cups today. Guess what's in my cup? I'm celebrating, y'all. So this is a little bit of mimosa that I have in my cup. I think it's, you know, the perfect drink for celebration today, right? It is 9:09 a.m. So, and mom says to the host, Rhonda, Roz, and Murray, fantastic job. Love you all. Wish you many more enlightening, successful episodes to come. Thank you for great topics and very knowledgeable and professional guests. Awesome. Thank you so much, Mom. Regina said, good morning. She's got coffee in her cup. Congrats on 100th episode. Hey, Kim, thanks for popping in. Pop the bubbles. Kim, I got my bubbles right here. Congratulations, she says. And Nigel says, hello, ladies from the UK. Hey, Nigel, great to see you out here. Mr. Christopher, who I was just talking about. Hello. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you for bringing us out of the Stone Ages. And Anne is out there. I don't think I've seen you since 1988. You look fantastic. Hey, Anne, thank you so much for tuning in. A little bit different since 1988, right? I'll have to pull up one of those old pictures. Y'all probably would not recognize me. Whoop, whoop, happy 100, Nigel says. And then we have Regina, who says 100 episodes, you ladies have been amazing. Guests have been phenomenal. Okay, so I want to start diving in a little bit. And Rosalind is out there. She said, congratulations. Christopher has hazelnut caramel French roast. Yum. And Christopher said, was always awesome. Well, we're a little touch more awesome with you, Christopher. And Rasheen said, I see you're live by accident. I tell you what's amazing, what I heard, keep going. Thank you so much for tuning in. And all right, so let's dive in. Because what I want to do, we're going to bring on a special guest here in a bit. To do some special things for us. But first, I want to take a look back. So let's start looking back. This is our very first episode. And then we're going to take a look at our second episode where we had Bernadette there as well. So take a look at our first episode.
Project
too bad, it's not finished, it's going to wait for on Monday when I'm back. So those are the kind of boundary that I really put myself, because otherwise it's impossible. We are not superwoman, and I think that's the thing that we have to be conscious of. We have human being, we have our flaws, and we need to prioritize and tell ourselves that we can't do everything, and really start to say no to people, because that's the thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Say no when we can't. Our schedule is full. We just can't do it, and I think that's the best way to address it.
You know, you brought up a couple of really good points, and I'm going to tag you in this, Roz. A couple of things you mentioned: being perfectionist, right? I'm sure none of us have that perfectionist bug. I am a perfectionist in my heart. I'm going to hold on and hold on. I'm like, wait, it's not right yet. It's not perfect. So I absolutely relate to that. But then you also brought up the fact that we are often trying to be superwomen.
Yes.
And you know what? That whole S on your chest thing is cute, but it's not very functional and it's not very practical and it doesn't feel very good. And so, Roz, I'm going to turn it over to you for you to add your thoughts in this.
Well, I am the poster child for burnout. I am. I used to work 98 hours a week.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's
still alive.
Yes. 98 hours a week. Mm-hmm. I thought that if I didn't work, I had things to prove. And in the healthcare business, my counterparts, my Caucasian counterparts, a lot of times as a Black entrepreneur, we have to do so much more to prove our credibility, we have to go the extra mile. We have to do an extra this and extra that. Mm-hmm. And I was scared of being judged.
Right. Yeah, right. That's a good point.
All right. So I'm sure none of us are working 98 hours a week now, right?
97. I'm only working 97.
I'm getting my mouth shut. I'm not saying anything.
Well, so what's interesting about that is we came out of the gate just talking about things like boundaries and confidence for women. And like I said, I really didn't have, I just knew there were some things that I wanted to bring to the table and discuss. But I know that while we are all entrepreneurs and business owners, we all still work really hard. So I know there's still opportunity there. Perfection isn't the goal. So if you're out there and you are working 98 hours a week or even anything close, if you're working at a point that you feel like you want to cut back and really just begin to enjoy life a little bit, know that this day is coming for you, but nothing changes until you decide that it will. So I'll leave you with that. Bernadette?
Yes. did you want me to say something?
No, I thought you were gonna react to that because I just saw you looking. So
oh no, I'm listening.
Okay, all right, awesome. So yeah. So let's keep going, because we went from boundaries and talking about women and how important it is for us to have boundaries and say no to talking a little bit more. And I think we went to confidence in episode 2. And that's when our other two co-hosts who were with us, Bernadette and Mariam, were here in this one. Let's talk a little bit about confidence.
I mentioned, but one of my books that I have out is called The Dream Life Roadmap. And I'm going to open us up, because this book, I have a specific chapter dedicated to confidence. But one part in the book that I wrote, it says, confidence in oneself is non-negotiable if we're going to be able to achieve intentional success. According to Albert Bandura, self-confidence is considered one of the most influential motivators and regulators of behaviors in people's everyday life. In other words, it indicates that self-confidence or lack thereof is influencing most of your decisions, likely without your recognition. It's an invisible man behind the scenes pulling strings. And for me, that's sort of a very powerful thing, because when I had to stop and process that a little bit, what is he actually saying there? What he's actually saying is that many of our actions are being controlled or influenced minimally by our confidence. And mm-hmm. so you think about that, right? When you have confidence in something, you don't think twice about it. You just step forward. You're ready to go. You're ready to move on. When you don't feel confidence, I like to say, I put a post out this week advertising this week's discussion, but I say, when you don't have confidence, it hides. It doesn't stand up and say, I'm not confident, right? Definitely. But what it does is it says in the background, oh, you don't really need to do this right now. You know what? This isn't important. You're never going to do that anyway. Girl, you got way too much on your plate to be focused on. In the background, it sort of hides as all of these other things, when in reality, it is our confidence that is lacking and is preventing us from moving forward. And with all that we're juggling in our life today, I feel like women have to be tuned in to when they are not feeling confident, number one, and then be prepared to do something about that. I'm going to start with our new panelist today. I'm going to start with you, Mariam, if you can give us your thoughts.
For me, it would be definitely self-doubt. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. They don't believe in themselves. And I myself have gone through a lot of self-doubt. You know, it's in you. You just need to, be able to bring it out.
Yeah, it's an internal research. Okay, how many of you ladies on the panel have had that self-talk, that self-conversation with yourself, right?
All of us.
All of us. You have
all of us.
You have to Yep. You got to go to the mirror and say, okay, exactly. We're about to get this together now. Come on, pull it together. So that's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that, Mariam. And we're going to come back to you in just a little bit. But Bernadette, what do you think about confidence? And, you know, have you dealt with this personally? And what do you see?
You know, Rhonda, for me, I struggled with confidence for a lot of years. And one of the things that I wanted to say about that, as I was listening to Mariam, you know, confidence generally is something that it's birthed in your childhood. You know, your environment, the environment that you're raised in determines how you develop your confidence as an adult and how you grow into confidence. And so for me, I struggled with confidence. But one of the things that I did learn about myself is that I was afraid to fail. And I think for most people, you know, with that struggle with confidence, like we're afraid to fail. And what we have to understand is that failure is only an event. You know what I mean? It's not your destination. It's only an event. And it's also part of your growing process.
That way, how are people going to look at me? What are they going to think about that? And so, Mireille, let's come to you and give us your thoughts on this whole confidence topic and what you've seen and experienced in your own life.
I mean, it's about having, you know, the self-belief and also self-esteem, right? Have a strong self-esteem to be able to deal with uncertainty, because that's what we're talking about, is that we start to really fear the uncertainty, the uncertainty of failure, and sometimes the uncertainty of success as well, because I went through this step of being afraid of being successful, because things really started to work very well for me. And then you have all this attention and you start to ask yourself, do I really, you know, am I really worth all of this?
And Roz, what are your thoughts on this whole confidence and, you know, and then how it shapes and impacts our lives?
You know, confidence, I know for me, when I lack my confidence, my body tells it, the way I stand, the way I hold my head. When I'm confident, I have my President Obama walk.
The swaggish one.
My shoulders are back. My shoulders are back, my chest is out, my head is up, and I'm ready for my close-up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But one of my favorite stories is...
All right, I'm going to stop it there. And oh my gosh. So... I love the whole Obama walk and got that swag going on. I'm going to stop it there because Roz, you have been a source. Let me add, hey, Cindy's here. Hi, Cindy. Great to see you. Thanks so much for tuning in and joining the party. We're having a party. Oh. So great to see you. Thanks so much for being here on the 100th episode. We appreciate you.
And huge congrats to you on your 100th episode. And kudos to everybody on the stage. What group of powerhouse women. I'm loving this conversation.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to be doing a look back. We've got a special guest that'll be joining us here in just a little bit. And we're just going to have a little bit of fun today. I don't have a huge agenda, but to look back, have fun, have some good conversation. So I was going to just say that Roz, for 100 episodes, every single episode that you've been here with us, you have kept us laughing. You have kept us. Roz keeps this hilarious energy in this show. And it is. So let me just give you all a sense of what I mean. With Roz keeping us laughing.
I wasn't taught to identify what was going on. I wasn't. I didn't learn about self-awareness and some of these other things. Rhonda, really, one thing I didn't learn, you know, even though about the emotional, you know, intelligence piece was until I met you and some of the things that we have done privately. So I wasn't even aware sometimes for decades or years that I could manage this. I didn't know. It would just get out here and put a can of whip ass on somebody. I'm just being honest.
Oh, my goodness. We've got that and just more to share. Roz, are you still opening up those cans? I hope not.
You know what? I didn't even hear the clip, but I saw y'all laughing. So obviously it was funny.
There was a reason that everything happens for a reason. So a couple of folks out there talking to us. So Anna said, I love you guys. Congratulations. 100 episodes. So happy to be here with your cup of tea. Thank you so much. Let's go for smiles and happiness and love for everyone. Absolutely. And no cans of womp ass. Anna, we're not doing that. So LinkedIn user out here. Tell me, LinkedIn user, who is this? Because it's not showing your name. I think you have an authenticated StreamYard. Amazing conversations. Congratulations on the milestone. Impactful, insightful, and inspiring. Rhonda Y. Williams and everyone on the show. Oh, thank you so much. That is so very kind. And Christopher said, big hugs and virtual high fives to Roz and Murray. And Damien, who's my son, says, congratulations on 100th episode. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. So, you know, we went from there. We've had a lot of conversations on the show. And we've had some really powerful conversations also. We had a conversation. So we started the show in 2019. And then we had the whole George Floyd thing happening, right? And I will just say, as I intro and lead into this clip, I was afraid. I did not want to have a conversation about this topic. I honestly didn't even know if I could go through an episode of the George Floyd situation without breaking down into tears. I just didn't know how I was gonna. And so I recall Roz and Murray saying, we've got to do this. Like it's today, it's here, it's in our reality, and we've got to do it. So I want to thank you ladies for guiding me in that way. Cause if you would have left it to me, I would have just blown past that whole thing and not said anything. Cause emotionally I wasn't sure how I could pull it off in a way that was in keeping with the spirit of the show, right? Which is informative, insightful, and fun. Right? Informative, insightful, and fun, inspiring. I didn't know how to do any of that from that tragic situation. But you know what we did? We did it. We had an amazing panel and a group of men that joined us. And I want to play a little bit from that because this was one of my very favorite episodes. And we also have Andy out there before I go to this. Andy said, congratulations on 100 episodes of Success Building Power. Thank you so much, Andy. You have become an amazing supporter, and we greatly appreciate you. So let's listen to the guys a little bit here.
Happened, you know, here, you know, in the month of May and June. Will we remember?
And then two, you know, like everybody else, I'm not going to say like everybody else, I'm going to say like for me, I cried. I felt like I had a nervous breakdown, but then I had to take my anger and use it as a vaccination to heal. I had to do that. And then my next step is that I have nephews and I have, you know, my dad and I have a brother and I have male cousins. And then, you know, my question has been, as I'm talking to my male family or friends, and I want to bring it to the guys today, what as women can we do that we may not be asking you? What can we do to support you and to lift you up during?
Well, I think that what we have to do is we have to be able to capitalize on what's going right. Well, we understand where attention goes, energy flows. Where attention goes, energy flows. And it's a law. And so it expands. And I think that we have to understand that law in order to be able to operate within the confines of it. So many times we attend to those things that didn't go right. We attend to those things that didn't go right. And when we attend to that, more things that didn't go right show up. But the same principle, when it's a law, it works in reverse. So if I had anything to ask is to look for those things that your father, your children, your brothers are doing right, and being able to commend us on what we're doing right so that more of what we're doing right will show up. So it's a matter of understanding universal law and operating within the confines of those laws, because that's when we move into absolute mastery. And that's where we want to be. And shows like this, I think, can have the ability to break down walls of containment, because they provide a platform for us to be able to express where we are. But we need to understand the law, and the law says where attention goes, energy flows.
Not expecting ourselves or others to be perfect. Vaughn, I'm going to come to you because you touched on this on the last show that you were on, where you talked about, I can never remember exactly how you put it, but I'm going to ask you to say it again because it was so awesome. And it really speaks to where we are today, how we have a tendency to have these really lofty, high expectations of others, but we're cool where we are, right? We're mm-hmm. Hey, I'm okay because this is me. I'm going to keep it 100 for me, but for you, you need to fix all of these other things because you got all these problems. Vaughn.
Yeah, the quote went something like this. We tend to give ourselves all the time and grace we need to evolve while expecting the other person to be a finished product right now. Mm. And so just to answer, there's a couple of different things you guys said that I love what Mario was talking about as far as standing guard at the doorway of your mind. I mean, that is so critically important to just be mindful of the garbage in, garbage out, right? And so I didn't even watch the video. I saw the pictures, I heard the stories, I read about it, but I didn't want to watch it. I've seen enough Black men dying at the hands of police. I've seen enough Black men being slain, period. So I don't need to see more of that to understand what's going on. It's really just a continuation of what's been going on. So,
and then Nicole says, what does coming together look like to any of you, right? What does coming together look like? I mean, I just happened to throw out there the term and what we call ourselves. And I do think it's important that we be really just recognized as being human beings, right? Just being people. But I also want to be recognized in a way that celebrates my diversity. I am not like everyone else. I am not like a Chinese American. I am not like a white American. I am different. And with that comes some wonderful strengths and talents and abilities. And I don't know why we can't just celebrate those differences that we all bring to the table. Says, why are you trying so hard to fit in when you were born to stand out? Mm-hmm. Right? We are born to stand out. So DB, I'm going to come to you. And I want you to just touch on Nicole's question. What does coming together look like?
Okay, you know, so for me, first thing I think we all have to do is we have to kind of refresh our feelings. And we got to start spending more time looking in the mirror than looking outside the window. And what I mean by that is very easy to, like Brother Vaughn said, to look at what everybody else is doing and saying, but we have our own responsibility. And when I used to work at Juvenile Hall, you know, we used to have like big groups of young men that we used to put them on what they call them squares, but basically stand them in front of us. And a lot of times they'd be chattering, right, waiting for us to give them directions. And so we used to have the same, we used to say like, okay, you guys, talking is dead, right? Meaning we want the whole group to be quiet. But without a doubt, somebody will still be talking, and then the next person be like, shh, be quiet, man, so we can go. And then, shh, you be quiet. And then it just gets noisy again. And we used to condition them to say, listen, all you have to do is be quiet. And if everybody is quiet, then the group is quiet, right? So I'm going to take that to another level.
There, I'm going to stop it there because I would really like to hear from all of you. I'm just going to give everybody on the panel a moment to talk about sort of that situation where you were at that, and then any reaction that you have to the discussion that we had, which was a really, really powerful one. If you have not watched that full episode, I encourage people to do it because it was a very heartfelt, open and honest conversation.
I want to go ahead and kick it off, Rhonda. I think that the Coffee with Rhonda show tackles those current events. I like that because I don't know of too many other shows on Facebook, LinkedIn of our caliber. I don't think there's too many shows of our caliber that tackles those current events and those current events that people don't talk about. So mm-hmm. that's why I think we've been so successful. That's why I think this 100 episode is a good thing to go back and say, hey, we're just not your typical talk show. I'm done speaking. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you, Roz. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, and I really want to support that, Rose, because we actually bring the diversity that exists in the world. So we bring everybody in on the table here and really, you know, get to all the issues and that are important for each one of us. And that's really the power of this show is that, you know, I'm based here in Australia, but I bring, my experience, my expertise, and I'm in a completely different industry, but we come together and we blend together and we bring a message to the world. And that's really the power of this coffee table, virtual coffee table.
Mm-hmm. Really awesome. Thank you for that. I think it's Cindy, did you want to add something?
Yeah, I did. Well, first, kudos. I mean, that was so beautifully handled, that panel. My gosh. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to give a shout out to Mario as well, because and your timing couldn't be more perfect. I happened to watch the movie Till last night with my daughter. And you can probably tell from my voice, I don't know why I've been so fragile all night, because it made me despair so much about it felt at least last night how little has changed, right? I mean, you think that was back in the 1950s with the episode with Emmett Till, and you know, then you've got Rodney King, and then you know George Floyd, and each of those we thought would be pivotal moments that would be the final, straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. And yet here we are today, still addressing these problems, and particularly in the South, seeing a lot of this, you know, police abuse against persons of color. And so I thought Mario's message was gorgeous about focus on what's going right. It was a beautiful reminder for me today to get perspective as well. And also I love Vaughn's point about that looking in the mirror and reflecting on ourselves, whether it's race issues or gender issues. We love to point the finger. And I think a lot of the work starts again from that internal work and deciding how we're going to show up. So just wanted to put a pin in that and thank you for that gorgeous discussion about it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Cindy. I had no idea where the guys were going to go, right? I think one of the beautiful things for me is I had no idea where they were going to go as each of them spoke. I found myself just being surprised at the different pathways that we went down and the ability, the well-rounded perspective that we ended up walking away from that show with. So Andy was listening and saying amen. And Anne is out there and says, power to you all. Why are we trying so hard to fit in when we are born to stand out? Beautifully stated. So we all have unique gifts. Absolutely. So I want to welcome to the panel Shelly, who was on the show earlier this season. Hey, Shelly, thank you so much for joining the 100th episode celebration.
Well, congratulations to you and your amazing team. Roz and Muriel, you are putting on a fantastic show. I was so honored to be part of it. And keep doing the great work you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I saw Bernadette, I think you were going to respond. And then I'm going to bring on our special guest, Paul Thompson, because we're going to take a little bit of a shift. And this is a perfect segue to talk about universal law. And Paul is a master of universal law. So it'll be our new fresh content for the 100th episode. And he's also a numerology expert. So if anyone wants a name reading or regarding how your energy and how that aligns with your name and the letters in your name, then let me know. And I'm going to see if I can ask Mr. Paul to do a couple of those for us, which he's also always amazing at. So Bernadette.
Well, I wanted to make a comment on, I believe it was Vaughn's comment about giving other people the same grace that you want for yourself. And it's so interesting that he said that today, or you're playing that clip today, because I was just having that internal conversation with myself, being gracious. And I think that is something that's an ongoing reflection that we need to do, not just when things happen, but all the time, like when we come in contact with people, because we do have a tendency of expecting people to be a finished product while we take our time to evolve and become the best version of ourselves. And I think that's something that we need to work on doing on a daily basis, like reflecting on giving grace to other people. You encounter people all the time, and they may not be at their best, or they may be going through something. So be gracious enough, I have to remind myself, be gracious enough to give the people or to give a person the same grace, the same space to become who they are and to learn how to accept people where they are, where they are right now. Because what if, let me say this. I'm a Christian minister and everyone that knows me knows that about me. And so for me, I say, where would I be if God had just said, well, you know what, your flaws, your stuff, you're not showing up, at your best, you're not doing this is your week over here. Where would I be if he just said, you know what, I'm just gonna write you off? Mm-hmm. So the same grace that I want for God to give me so that I can become my best version, I need to be willing to give that same grace to other people. And so I think that's something that we could all work on a regular basis.
Yeah. You're welcome, Bernadette. Thank you for highlighting that, because Vaughn, I don't know that I've ever heard it stated so well, the way that he said it in that clip, right? We want to extend all of the grace to ourselves, but everyone else, you need to be finished. No, you need to be perfect now, because, and that's just not, it's not fair, right? And it's not reality. And so, it gets in our way. So I want to bring in Mr. Paul Thompson, because I want to talk a little bit about success and the role that our energy and how universal law comes into play when we are on our path and our journey. So Mr. Paul Thompson, welcome to the 100th episode of the Coffee with Rhonda show.
Wow, 100. Congratulations. Great work.
Thank you.
And good morning to all you wonderful ladies.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Paul, for being here. Paul is a business partner and a mentor of mine, and he has always sort of really helped me understand more about the laws. So there are the man-made laws, right? And, if you go past the stop sign and you don't stop and the police see you, you're going to get a ticket, right? Those are man's laws. But there are also universal laws, right, that are in play, whether or not you're looking and paying attention, whether or not anybody else is looking or paying attention. These laws are there and in play and in effect. So, Paul, can you just tell us a little bit about sort of when we talk about universal law, what is it that we're actually talking about and why it matters to all of us who are always on a success journey, both in professional and personal life?
Yes, excellent question. Well, the reason why the universal laws have such a dominance in all of our lives, whether we're paying attention to it or not, is because everything on the physical level is grounded in the spirit world, which is universal in the spirituality. And so when we deal with like gravity and we deal with water, they're under a divine law. When you deal with your human emotion, it is governed by a law. And so these laws help us to understand simplicity. It helps us to understand ourselves, and it helps us to understand each other so that we don't continue to make a mockery of ourselves on planet Earth. To make it simple.
Well, we definitely don't want to do that. And there is, it feels nebulous when you talk about, well, universal law, there's no way to know, but there is a way to know. We know these laws through our experience. We've come to understand exactly what you said. And it is that it's grounded in the spirit world. So Paul, one of the things that you're an expert at is numerology. And when I met you, Paul has this way of just sort of understanding who you are based on the name and your vibration and everything else. So when I met Paul, he's like, oh, you're wonderful. You're amazing. And I was like, I don't even know this guy. I wasn't quite sure what was going on, right? It was a little scary for me. I was kind of like, I don't know about this. It's just kind of weird for me. We sort of disconnected and didn't reconnect for quite some time. But Paul, how does who we are, how does that show up for us? So my name is Rhonda, for instance, right? And you tell me a lot, you started telling me a lot about who I am just based on my name. And so can you use me as an experiment and my name to talk a little bit about, you know, sort of energetically how I show up in the world?
Well, when I talk to people in general, I'm going to go here and then I'm going to come back to your name. And I talk to people about themselves and they're like, how do you know these things about me? Because that we go to school basically and learn ABC 1, 2, 3, but the whole universe is coded in a mathematical system. And so every letter of our name corresponds to a number. So what I'm able to do with learning numerology is to take the letters of your name and connect it to the numerical frequency in which you're operating from. And it's going to tell me about the way you're going to feel about things, the way you think about things, how it makes you operate, because it's who you are. You are the information or the energy that lives inside of you. So your aura, and there's quite a few people on the panel that has the R and the I as one of the key letters of their name. Both R and I's are humanitarians. And so it means that you have a good heart, multi-talented, you love to help other people solve their problems. Sometimes humanitarians, depending on the other information in their name, it becomes a life journey of attempting to assist others when it's really all about you learning you so that you don't become an enabler. Because that's what a lot of humanitarians end up doing, start to enable people because you want to help them so bad. We kind of go overboard as opposed to understanding that it's really about us mastering the self or the information in us so we can be most effective starting with self and then be great servants for others. And so your aura speaks to the good heart. The R and the I in the first position, whether it's the vowel or the consonant, speaks to the hard-headedness, why you have to go through the experience. And your parents probably consider you hard-headed because you won't listen well to advice. So all of it is like it's in a system, a mathematical equation. Your O basically speaks to your peace and harmony, not liking drama in your life. Bad manners is something that's something you have not a good feeling about. And so it's certain things that characteristics of who we are bring out very naturally, and it's already there. And so all we're doing as we mature in age is manifested and perfected.
Mom, Paul says I was hard-headed. I would disagree with that. I don't know how, but what you would say about that since you're on the show watching. Would you say I was hard-headed? See, I always attributed that to my Taurian nature, right? The little bit of the bull being stubborn. So thank you for that, Paul. I mean, when Paul...
Well, hard-headed doesn't have to be a bad thing either, Rhonda. It just means sometimes that the experience that you are here to gather, even though somebody may be giving you good advice, you still will go through that journey because you needed that experience. So it doesn't have to be a...
Yes, you know, they say, Paul, they say, trust but verify. Right? So anybody else on the panel want to get a sense of sort of the energy and the vibration of their name?
I'll raise my hand and be and volunteer. I'd love that.
Awesome. And Marae is raising her hand too. Okay, Shelly.
So Shelly, is this your birth name?
It is not.
What is your birth name?
It's Michelle.
Okay, Michelle. That's very helpful. Now, why that is helpful is because people have nicknames or shorten their name up, and your first vowel and your first consonant is very important because they're both in the first position. And the first 9 years of your life, those energies are considered, they're being seated. So if I talk about a Shelly, I'm going to speak to her S and E. If I'm talking about Michelle, now I'm talking to her M and I. See the difference? So the M and the I, so now Shelly fits in the same category with a lot of the other panelists who has the I, because the I is the first vowel. So when people have an I in their first position of their name, it means that we are all here. My middle name is Roger, so I'm saying we, because I'm also included in this. We're all here. It has an I or R. We're all here for people to take our kindness for weakness. Mm-hmm. And we go through a process of doing for others at the expense of our own side of us that is very selfless. But gaining the experience is what the journey is all about. Of course, that's the journey with the universal law for everything. It's the life lesson that comes back. So for Michelle, you are visual. You see everything in picture form. Once you're interested, you'll have a ton of questions. You won't function well until you get the clarity. Now, once you get the clarity, they better look out, because you can take the methodology or the organizational structure that's in your brain computer and give the detailed description in such a way that is absolutely astounding to people. And so, and that's because that visual imprint, it also basically speaks that you have a side of you that's very good with your hands. Your ability to organize and manage activity is heightened because of the four vibration, which is the M, the 13th letter. And so I'm also speaking to Marae. Yeah, thank you, Marae, because she also has the M in her first position. And so the vibrations work differently for different people based on the other letters of our name, your date of birth, which gives you your purpose why you come to planet Earth. But the characteristics of who we are actually comes through the letters. And so we spoke about the humanitarian side, where we have the need to help other people solve their problems. And the greatest part of that is the lessons that really come back to us.
Very powerful.
Very powerful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome.
So Shelly, I always like to ask, is that pretty accurate? Does that sort of summarize, obviously not to 100%, but is that aligned? Because it certainly aligns with what I know about you. I was just thinking about, you know, your current role and position and the work that you do in the world.
I was just going to ask you, do you think it's accurate? And I have to say I do. I'm very visual and curious and want to learn things. And then as I learn things, I think, as Paul said, once I internalize it, then I'm able to really magnify that message and draw others to it. And I think we talked about the space industry and creating access and opportunity during our last show together. And I would say what Paul said is true, because I have been in the space industry for 25 years, but I've really focused over the last 5 years on that new diversity in the space industry, the growing of opportunities, the inclusiveness, and then being a beacon to help draw others to come into this industry. So I would say Paul is right on, right on.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Shelley. And Marae, what about for you? So he was sort of speaking to you both at the same time, and it also fits a little bit with what with the work that I know that you do and just the way that you operate on the show, right? And the way that you show up here. So give me your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty accurate. I think the humanitarian side came out, which is a strong, you know, a strong point in my personality, really, you know, positioning myself to help. And I'm also very visual as well, very visual and internalize things and analyze them before I can, you know, use that and do something with it. So yeah, it's quite close actually. Yeah, I'm very analytical. Yeah, while being you know, humanitarian, so really good.
That's awesome, Paul. One of the reasons why I like to have this conversation is because it really is important for where we're trying to go in life, right? So just make the connection for us. In terms of accomplishing our goals and our dreams, so what's the significance of this energy in terms of what we're trying to accomplish?
Well, when we look at numerology as a whole, it's one of the most ancient studies on the planet. And so it goes back thousands and thousands of years. And because it's connected to the alphabets and the number system, it is designed to help us to get to know ourselves better. And the more we know ourselves better, the more we have the natural ability to accomplish our goals and dreams. The biggest challenge why most people are struggling with accomplishing the things they desire, it has to do with the lack of them knowing themselves. The more that you're clear on your potential, your ability, your resourcefulness, then it helps you to align yourself up with your goals and dreams to make sure, first, that they make sense. Secondly, that they're visual, you can see it. And thirdly, that you can access whatever resource you need in accomplishing it or aligning yourself up with the resources that you need to accomplish it.
Yeah, one of the things that I constantly think about is when you have these strengths in your energy, that's great. But when we're not paying attention to the other side of what's in our way, you know, that's also important. So it doesn't mean, Paul, right, that I need to try to strengthen all of these aspects of myself, right? You talk a lot about leveraging. And so how do I tap into other people?
Well, basically, the greatest way to tap into other people is by tapping into yourself. The more that you learn yourself, the more that you connect with other people. Like for me, for example, I was a very shy child. And when I tell people that, they look at me like, yeah, right. And they don't believe it. Because people will see me, I'll go up to anybody, a homeless person, a king, a billionaire, it doesn't matter, because the information that lives in me that helps me to know who I am allows me a freedom to know who you are and not have any fear or hesitation in speaking what I feel I need to say to the person. And so that, to me, comes all through the information of knowing myself. And so I think when people are clear on, like, my shyness comes through my P, just like yours would come through your Y in Yvette. So you have a similar aspect to yourself that you will shy and stray away from humanity at times. We don't want to be bothered. And that aspect of me made me such a shy child that I was, like, nervous and scared to go in front of people. And then the more I studied and got into this energy understanding, I realized that so many people are afraid of their own shadow. So that not only built my confidence, it took me to a level of self-assurity.
That's awesome, Paul. Thank you. Is there any place where people can learn more about what you do? Is there a website that you would like them to visit?
Numerologyheadquarters.com, I think we have.
Numerologyheadquarters.com. You also have a book that's out. So let's just touch on that for a minute. You have a book out called Stop Making This, the S word, stuff, Stop making this so hard, right? And it is all about what you just talked about, getting to know yourself better and really leveraging your internal resources. And where can people learn more about the book?
Well, the book is on the website, discoveringapurposefullife.com. Discoveringapurposefullife.com is the website for the book. And the book to me is, like Rhonda, a segue for people to discover themselves more and more and further, because the book has 22 chapters, and the book is really all about people understanding themselves at a more intimate level. Because we spend so much time being distracted day to day in society with basic, you know, things we do to make the money to pay the bills, that the book is designed for people to really go internal and really start acknowledging, accessing, and applying their spiritual gifts and resources to understand the tremendous resource that lives within. So, for example, the first chapter of the book is talking about choosing your level of awareness. So when you take a statement like that, the average person goes, huh? They don't even really think of something like that, because it's something you wouldn't think about. Now, as a student of universal law, it becomes crystal clear why one would say choosing your level of awareness, because you'll begin to see that everybody has natural gifts and abilities when it comes to energy, intelligence, potential, and your level of awareness is very important, as you just said, reaching your goals and dreams. So if you're operating at a very low frequency, you're operating at a level where you're going to have a lot of mischief, drama, chaos in your life. If you move up to a middle area frequency, you're going to start attracting a different realm of possibility. When you move up to a high frequency, you start moving yourself into the realm of all possibilities, because it's going to come through you, like everything does. And so choosing your level of awareness is so important, but it's something that, again, is not taught. So most people who are operating at a low vibration do not realize the drama that they're creating in their own lives.
And in the lives of everybody else. No. All right, Paul. Well, thank you so much for being here, being my special guest on today's Coffee with Rhonda show, 100th episode. I'm going to let you go, and we're going to continue our look back over the years. But thank you so much. And I really, really appreciate you being here.
You're more than welcome. You all have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. All right, ladies, let's continue our look back. So do y'all remember on the show when we had Dr. Shaler? Dr. Shaler introduced us to hijackals. Remember that? Roz is dialing in her audio. Hopefully she's got there. Roz, can you hear us? Nope. Well, we'll let Roz play with the audio for a minute. I'm going to go to Dr. Shaler. Let's listen to her talk a little bit about this on, oh my gosh, let's see. You've identified this relationship. What in the world do you do about it?
Well, it's my choice to stay. It's my choice to work on it, or it's my choice to let it go. You know, how much effort do I want to put in it? And also too, is this relationship helping me grow? Is it improving the quality of my life? If it's not doing, you know, letter E, none of the above, then, you know, I may have to love you from a distance. You know, it may be, I may have to, you, they say, downgrade your relationship with me from friend to associate.
One of our ways is try to engage the person and really, you know, have a direct conversation to let them know how you feel, if you can salvage it, you know, after you've done all the audit and you still feel like you want to salvage a relationship, then you have to engage and make them understand how you feel and ask them really, you know, to change the way they interact with you. And if, you know, there's nothing coming out of it, then you just have to quit and, you know, move on.
Are those our only choices? So we've got leave and walk away right now. Let's keep it real, people. If your money is tied to this, if you've got livelihood and all sorts of other things, it's complicated, right? It's not really easy decision to make. So what are some other things we can do?
Well, first of all, you know, all of those things that have been said are definitely things you can do. I invite people always to start with themselves. You know, reflect on yourself. All right, what's my part in it? You know, what kind of resting face do I have when I look at them? you know, what's going on? How do I treat them? What, you know, what's my part in it? Because we always want to start there, because the only power we have is to change ourselves. So if we look to say, am I contributing to this in any way? Am I being my best self? Am I living my values? Am I communicating in ways that I feel I'd like to come across? So start there. And then if you actually have a hijackal, I really invite you to learn more about hijackals, because you don't want to poke a hijackal. You know, if you have a reasonable person, you can go and have a conversation. And that's a great idea, Marie. If you can stick to the strategy that I teach in one of my books, and that's called giving the personal weather report. That means that you can only speak about yourself. My definition of assertiveness is this, that you know that you deserve to take up space and draw breath on this earth. You know it right down to your toes. And therefore, you know that with those rights, you have the right to say what you think, feel, need, want, prefer, and remember, as long as you do not mention another human by name or pronoun. So if you go into a conversation and you say, you know, I'm feeling some sense of unease, I'm feeling something isn't really comfortable, and I'd really like to explore that, then you're speaking only of yourself, and you could see the other person go, well, if you weren't such a mess, it wouldn't be a problem. Well, at that moment, then you realize, like, whoa, this is going to go sideways fast. So you then say, oh, well, I just wanted to know what your sense of it was, and I'm happy to lean in and learn about your point of view. And then maybe you back off. You don't go deeper, because you need to find out if there is any opening at all in the other human. Mm-hmm. And if you're with a hijackal, there isn't. They are, first of all, absolutely petrified of anything that looks like shame. Ooh. You know, I'm just writing a new book called Armored by Shame, because the people who become hijackals are armored by shame. People who attract hijackals are armored by shame. So if you give any hint, I mean, even the most remote, distant possibility of a hit, they're on the defensive. And then it's going to come back at you just totally and multiplied. So it.
Yeah, so I love that conversation, because you know what? Hijackals are real. Never heard of the term before we met Dr. Shaler. But, and if you're out there in the audience, have you ever met a hijackal? I know some hijackals, and it's really difficult to have a good, honest, open-hearted conversation. So, Roz, are you talking to any hijackals lately?
I don't call them hijackals, but yes, I have talked to some of those.
You're not being a hijackal now, right?
Oh, of course not.
Of course not. None of us would ever be a hijackal. Marie, we all have these people that we talk to, and all of a sudden we go in with what we think is going to be a very simple, easy, basic conversation, and all of a sudden it goes left.
Yeah. Goes sideways. Yeah. It happens. But I love what she was saying, is, you know, really focusing on yourself and really don't go there to point fingers, because yeah, that's when it goes sideways. And also understand that, you know, it might be a difficult conversation, and it's okay to just leave it there and not, you know, go into the confront the person, basically. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to get anywhere, and it might actually end up with, you know, serious consequences.
Absolutely. But we got a message. We received a message, and I'm going to play it for you ladies now.
I'm proud to be a huge fan of the Coffee with Rhonda show. I'd like to extend my heartiest congratulations to you, Rhonda, and to your co-partners, Muriel and Roz, for just an exceptional job, and thank you for teaching us all about culture, leadership, and an array of other topics. And here's to the next 100 and beyond.
Awesome. That was so kind of Brett. So a huge thank you to Brett for sharing that. So I want to go, sometimes during this show, we have some technical challenges.
Oh, and that's how we came up to use StreamYard, actually.
Marae, oh my gosh, we use StreamYard. For those that don't know, we were using Zoom to stream to all of the platforms. And one day, Zoom wouldn't start. It just would not connect. And we had the show going, I had a guest, and we were going back and forth. We couldn't figure it out. And Marae said, well, there is this other platform. So we're all in the background. We're already 10 minutes late for the show. Marae says, there's this platform called StreamYard. And I'm like, really? So I look it up and I'm like, I don't know anything about this platform, but I don't know. I'm game if you all are. So here we are. I don't know if we started the show like 15 or 20 minutes late. We are on StreamYard. I had no idea what I was doing, but we did it. And so this show has taught us a lot. Let me just ask you, ladies, before I go to this next clip, what has this show taught us? Wait, let me play the clip first. And then when I come back, I want to ask you, what have you learned about sort of just flexibility and authenticity over the course of the history of this show? But let's listen to look at this clip first. Let's see. I hope this is the right one. Down, dive in and help you understand the value and the importance of your brand. So before we introduce our co-host and our guest for today, just a couple of housekeeping items for you. If you would, where did I go? Can you all still hear me?
We can still hear Rhonda. However, she is hiding at this time, but we are in the Coffee with Rhonda show.
Oh my goodness.
Rhonda.
All right. Well, we'll just keep talking. Y'all just keep listening to my voice and I'll just keep going until I get my video back. So, so what's interesting about our show today is we are going to really dive into the brand. But first, comment. Don't forget to tell us who you are and where you're watching from. And don't forget to tell us what you have in your cup. And then I left totally. Then I was just totally gone.
Okay, everyone, we have lost Rhonda temporarily, but that's okay. You are in the Coffee with Rhonda show. And today we have a wonderful, wonderful person here, Christopher, who does all of our branding, and Marae. So Christopher, can you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us who you are, what do you do, and why you are here today?
Sure thing. First of all, it is fantastic to be here. It is fantastic to finally meet the two of you. So good morning, Marae. Good morning, Roz.
Good morning.
It's always odd when you feel like you know people from the media, then you actually end up working with them in person. But I just feel like I know you guys so well already. Many laughs over all the shows, by the way. Thank you. So my name is Christopher Andrade. I live in Peoria, Arizona, and I run a company called Neo Media Branding. I was born and raised here and mentored with some phenomenal people from Disney and launched a business that was more about psychographic design than graphic design, and ended up just being very fortunate to land some big and small clients that had a big impact on branding overall. And I have a boutique approach that helps clients find a unique voice and tell their story magnificently, cut through the white noise, and become fulfilled, ideally, as they're doing it. So I'm very honored to help companies and individuals.
So Christopher, what are you drinking this morning, honey? What's in your cup?
Well, I have two mugs. I have the mug that I am drinking from today. Here's the philosophy I try to drink from every day. If I can get that in there. But this actually, I used to donate a portion of the funds from my first company, Rampage Creative Communications, to Preserving the White Rhino. I don't know what you can see there. There's my rhino mug. So this is the Jeroboam of coffee.
Oh, oh my goodness. That's so original.
Until one time in a client meeting, I went to drink and the horn tapped me in the eye as I was drinking. So I was like, no, I better find something better than that. So
ooh, fantastic.
You know what? You know, no pun on there, but I guess that was an eye opener.
So she's back.
Oh, oh, nice. I wouldn't want to turn a blind eye to that. Thank you.
Yes. So let us reintroduce you to Rhonda Y. Williams. She is over the Leadership Academy.
And I heard she's awesome.
Yes, she is a fabulous co-host, honey, and wonderful with IQ, EQ, and elemental P and all them alphabets. So Rhonda, tell us who you are and what's in your cup, darling.
I will tell you what is in my cup is not nearly strong enough for what I just went through. I'm going to need something much stronger.
Oh, oh, I forgot goodness. All about that. Oh my God.
I was really trying to stay serious. I wanted to disappear.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that was hilarious.
And it's so amazing that it happened. It happened when we were talking about branding.
Wow.
But oh, wonderful leadership, Rose. Really good.
Oh, I was so looking forward to introducing Chris. Y'all don't know. I was all excited about introducing Christopher. I was going to say all this stuff. And then boop, I was just gone. It totally threw me off. After that, I had to try to regain my sense of composure.
Too much energy, and then you destroy the whole thing.
So what has the show? So what have you learned about sort of flexibility and that type of thing? Just being on the show for the past 4 years, and Murray, let's start with you.
Wow, so I've learned so much from the show, really learned so much in terms of leadership and really, you know, being flexible and being open and just being ourselves. I think that's really what the beauty of this show is, that you come in, you just, you know, you don't even think, you're just yourself, and you express yourself, you have great conversation, and you also receive so much and from you guys, from the from all the guests that we had, and really feels so good. It's just like being in a real coffee room where you just sit there, you forget about all your, you know, challenges and all your problems, and you just focus on, you know, bringing good, you know, good value, but also taking also a lot and being flexible and being open and listening. Because I think as, you know, as leaders, we all leaders here, is being able to listen, process, and ask the right questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much, Murray. Roz, what about you?
Consistency is what this show has taught me. And then I've been able to implement it in my everyday life. So consistency has helped our brand. Consistency has, helped our reputations. So being consistent has taken us to the next level. Then also being consistent has made us decide that we want to level up, like going to StreamYard or adding graphics, doing, the 1 minute little episodes that we do. So these are things that have come over time, but we have evolved. We have changed live in front of our, you know, guests. And so I think that's what's, how we have adapted to change, how we have embraced change.
Yeah, I love that, Roz. So Christopher was cracking up. He's like, that was awesome. That clip that we played. Oh, my goodness. That was just hilarious. And he said, great show, Rescue by Roz and Murray. Such amazing trio.
And just wanted to add as well, we also understand that we have to grow. Because sometimes you can say, okay, I'm happy with, you know, the way things are, but we really want more, and we keep, you know, we keep growing every single day after one show, another show, and keep learning. So that's a very important thing to actually focus on the growth and understanding that it's not a static, you know, it's not something static. Even if we didn't know what we were doing, but we were, you know, really, you know, focused on growing and bringing, you know, value and creating more value for the audience.
Yeah.
And then no, also, I too, love that. Also mm-hmm. too, we don't stick to the script. We may say, okay, I don't think any show we have ever stuck to the script. I know Rhonda has these questions, and then I can always tell when we're going off kilter, she does this.
And it's about being human. And I think that's what we bring, is that, you know, we're not perfect. We make mistakes, and we, you know, we learn from those mistakes, and we keep going. And that's what life is all about. And that's, I think, why we connect with everyone, because it's, we're just human with our own flaws, but but with our energy and our ambition and really the consistency that you were talking about, Rose.
Yeah, Christopher says, such an incredible episode, phenomenal guest, great clips, Rhonda. Just everyone wait to see what we have planned in the future. So honored to be a part of the Coffee with Rhonda show. Thank you. We are so excited about this. And you know, for me, I have learned that just whatever, it's okay. Like, what I've learned is that it's going to be okay. So if something doesn't go perfectly, if it doesn't go great, remember the episode where we had, we actually had an episode where our guest could not join us on video, and I had her on my cell phone. And so she was on speaker on my cell phone. And then you ladies were, and we were all on the screen, just craziness, right? That has happened over the course of the years. And at the end of the day, we exhale and we go, you know what, whatever comes up, it's going to be okay. And then we have more fun. So remember this, this was one of our old intros.
Welcome to the Coffee with Rhonda show, where you are entering the stress-free leadership zone. What's in your cup?
Do y'all know how long it took me to get that little what's in your cup lined up with that woman's mouth when she was...
I forgot all about that show open. Oh my God.
Right? When her little mouth was moving, I was trying so hard to just get the words lined up. Oh my goodness. Just craziness. But we love this show. One of the things we love is how much fun we have. Check this one out.
What's in your cup?
Challenge, but I did it, and then just realized that, I mean, I can run a company, I can understand finance, and can negotiate as well.
Let them know I don't give a flip about what you think. I don't give a flip.
That's so honest.
But Miss Rhonda, I speak to people, like you say, that are doing like this, and this. Everything has to fall under one umbrella that meshes, but it's all culinary. So,
I'm sorry. What was the question again?
Oh my goodness.
And you know, I ordered her seasonings. They are fabulous. And I ordered some of her little TK. Oh my God. And I gave my Christmas gifts that year to a lot of my friends.
Yes, her seasonings are great. And I've ordered her cakes a couple times. as well for, you know, birthday parties and my son and that sort of thing. So definitely ordered some of those. Let's see if we've got another little short one here. Let's take a look at this little recap.
Fight with this imposter syndrome, where we feel like, you know, whatever we accomplish, we actually don't deserve to be, you know, recognized for that.
Rhonda, let me tell you something. Rhonda, help you shift your mind real quick. Here for 30 minutes with you, you have a whole new mind. Trust me.
For yourself, and nobody will actually get the opportunity to know you, to know what you do, your value, and let everyone celebrate you.
I feel like I've reinvented myself at least 5 different times. Right?
At first, I wasn't going to put anything else up about this book. Look, I'm bragging a little bit on myself. Here we go.
Yes.
Myself and 50 other people came together.
Tune in every Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know what that last ending was. Where did that come from? Good Lord. So we have done a lot over the years, and then we started a behind the scenes. So one of the things that happened is we felt when we would end the show, we would be in StreamYard. And then we would say, be having this amazing conversation in StreamYard, but we couldn't capture it. So what did we do? We decided we're going to capture that content. So we moved to what we call behind the scenes and started a little tribe, and we put behind the scenes content out. So after every show, we now spend a few minutes with our guests behind the scenes. This was a great behind the scenes from a really powerful show.
Hello.
The after party.
The after party.
Yeah. I got one better. Yes, auntie. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
What a great conversation, ladies.
That was a whole situation with that.
That was the whole situation, Roz.
That was a whole situation.
Oh my gosh. What a great conversation, ladies. Really powerful.
I want to say this to Linda. Linda, you have helped us continue to catapult and bring awareness to our audience. Our audience, the level that you're speaking on, our audience, as you can see, is already there. Mm-hmm. And they're yearning and they're hungry for topics like this. What do you think, Rhonda?
I do. And Linda, you have such a great way about you of delivering the message. It doesn't feel threatening. It doesn't feel ugly. It's very matter of fact in that this is what it is. And this mm-hmm. is what we need to be doing. So I am really grateful and honored that you joined us for the conversation today. I think it was a good one and people seemed really engaged in it.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And I'm going to post it on, because you can post this after, people can watch it after.
So absolutely.
For the population that I have, I think they're going to get a lot out of this. And I'm usually speaking on Saturdays. So this one I took off to be here, but I'm going to be here when I'm not speaking and enjoying your conversations, because I watched the one last week in order to prep for this, about what's missing in DEI in corporate America. And I thought, oh, wow, they really get into it here. So this is great. It's not just your normal podcast talking about nothing. And I think, and this is one of the things for me, that when you speak authenticity plus vulnerability equals credibility. And I think exactly. that, and you have, and I, one thing I come up across is some white people who have, who've read some books say, oh, get off the stage, white lady. White people have had the stage for too long. I said, no, white people have had the stage for too long pretending they know about anything about what it is to be in a black skinned body. Like we know your trauma, or we know. I don't come knowing any of that. I come knowing because, and white people want to talk about that because they don't want to talk about the white nonsense that lives in them. They want to look like the good white person. Well, there aren't any good white people. You look at the history of this country. If you are socialized as white in this country, there is a high likelihood you fall under the definition called racist, just meaning that you were raised with an ideology that has you have thoughts and think things about people without any evidence to prove it.
So it's not all fun and games, right? Sometimes we get into it and we have really difficult conversations. And I really love how we've empowered the guest to sort of own their space, right? Own their space and their message and be able to deliver that in a way that our audience can receive it. So just really, really great things. I don't know, you ladies, this has been an amazing ride. I can't even believe we're at episode 100. And we've talked about everything from the bedroom to the boardroom to, to everything in between. We actually did a show years ago called From the Bedroom to the Boardroom, right? And so it's just been a blast. So as we get ready to wrap up this 100th episode, there are so many. I've got like a ton of clips here, but I'm not going to go through all of those. I want to just give both of you an opportunity to sort of close us out. With some final thoughts and words. And I know 90 minutes is too long for most of our audience to hang around. And that's perfectly okay, because I think a part of this was us celebrating this journey and this milestone, being able to look back and just have a lot of fun with what we've accomplished over the years. So that was very cool. And I'm so glad you were both surprised. Bernadette was the surprise guest that I had for you. I was so happy that she could make it today. And it was really, really great to see her. She's a powerful force all on her own. So any final words or comments? And Roz, let's start with you. What are your final words as we wrap up this 100th episode?
I don't think they've seen the best of us yet. I don't think they've seen the best yet. Once we get with Chris again and hash out some things, I think Chris is going to take us to another level. But our guests this year, all the years have been great, don't get me wrong, but it was something about this year that I don't know, that just pivoted us to another level.
Yes.
And so I think we're getting ready to get ready for something, not just on Facebook and YouTube and LinkedIn. We're getting ready for something on a national level.
Yeah, I'm ready. I think you guys are ready. And it's intentional, right? So one of the things that Paul was talking about is really kind of understanding who you are, where you are, figuring out where you want to go. There was a clip that I had. I'm going to play just a minute of this as we wrap up, because it really speaks to what Roz is saying. And I'll just play just like a minute and then I'll come to Marae. Financial planning and wealth building. The first question I have for you is, are they one and the same?
It starts with a plan. I always say, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it with amazing accuracy, right? So the first thing you have to do is declare, like, this is where I want to be. And
okay, right there, right? That was it for me. So if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it with 100% accuracy. Wow, that was so powerful. And I think that's what's happening in this show, is we're not aiming at nothing, right? We're being very intentional at where we're going and how we're getting there. So Marae, your final thoughts?
So my final thought is that this show is a diamond in the making. You know, you start rough. The diamond, when you look at the process at the beginning, it's just so ugly. And then we keep, you keep polishing, and what comes out is just something so valuable and so, that you really don't recognize. And I think that's what the Coffee with Rhonda is. It's a diamond in the making. So look for the diamond.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Marae. You know, my final thoughts are that I am just excited to have the opportunity and to work with you two amazing ladies. You have both been supportive and wonderful, and a lot that happens on the show, they don't see our behind the scenes discussions. I learn a lot from both of you all the time, and what you're doing in your own lives and your own businesses and all of that. So very, very proud to be here with co-hosting this show with the two of you. And I think we've got to give Roz the job of getting us on at the Emmys. Right? We've got to figure out how to get on the Emmys. I think this show is worthy. And and then we will just see what happens. As the opening clip said, we will see what happens in the next 100, right?
Mm-hmm. So, I have a suggestion for the next 100.
Oh, okay.
I think that we should do a flashback.
We have to do live.
Yeah. And then we have to do a flashback of some of our old episodes. We can stick some of those in occasionally
just during the show. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea, Roz. I love it. See, this is how we evolve. Like literally, we literally come up with these things and we evolve and we don't take anything, right? We just go for it. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But we are able to go for it. So Christopher is still here. Here, here. Bravo performance. Thank you so much for being here, Christopher. You heard your name call. We're looking for you to help us do big things. And I know that you talk about that all the time, what you've got in store.
We need a brainstorm meeting with him. We need a brainstorm.
We do. Oh, listen, be careful what you ask for, because Christopher and I get together and there are rockets going on. Like there is magic. There is magic.
And you add Rose to that, it's going to be explosive. So that's...
Exactly. Mom said, thank you all. I'm very proud of the three of you and how you've grown with the show. At the same time, you enlighten others. May God continue to bless you all. Thank you, Mom, for tuning in for the show. Roz and Murray, we will get together soon. Thank you both for being my sisters on this journey. I love you both, and I'm looking forward to another episode and another entire season that will start in September, everyone. The new season begins in September. I know. Oh, we've got all the time. How are we going to survive between now and September? Oh, my goodness. Christopher said, you three will bring the brains to the meeting. We will definitely do that. So we will see you all in September for another season of the Coffee with Rhonda show. So until then, we will see you all next time. Take good care of yourselves. And if you get stuck anywhere, just rewind and watch the old episodes. We'll unstuck you. Take care, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.